Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Getaway Friday, Friday, November the 20th, 2020, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, we've got many problems here right off the bat this morning that I want to discuss. Now, yesterday we had two great guests on this program, which I enjoyed a lot. We had the legendary Heloise, who we've had on many times, discussing holiday get-togethers and food and decoration and all that sort of thing, and that was a lot of fun. And yesterday we also had on a professor from Otterbein University, Professor Michael Levin, professor of marketing, who told us all about the upcoming shopping season that is right around the corner. So we had that yesterday, and I really did not get much of a chance to talk to you, my listening friends out there. So here's where we are, because as I always say, it's a Getaway Friday. Now, this truly is a Getaway Friday because this is the Friday before Thanksgiving. You know, a big holiday week next week. And not one of these holidays like Labor Day. This is a holiday that really has a lot of substance for people, but will it have substance for people this year? We don't know. The curfew went into effect last night for 21 days, 10 p.m. You have to be inside unless you're going to the grocery store, going to get takeout, or work third shift. So, and also yesterday, we also found out a majority of the state has went red in regard to the coronavirus, COVID-19. So at this point, I'm not really sure what this curfew is going to do. And I'll tell you, the legislature here in Ohio is very unhappy with the governor, and the governor is very unhappy with the legislature. The legislature is trying to get laws in to not allow Governor DeWine to be able to close businesses. And the governor is saying, listen, I think you're wrong, and you can pass all the laws you want, but when they get to me, I'm going to veto them so I can continue to do this. So there's your government at work, folks. There you go. You get into a See, here's the problem. Government seems to work okay until you get a crisis. And the interesting thing about this pandemic, if you believe it, don't believe it, whatever you want to do at this point, here's the problem. We operate day to day with minor crises that don't really affect people. You know, they affect some, but it's a very small group. It's a very, very, very small group. You know, we talk about the big issues all the time. Abortion, drinking and driving, the speed limit, and no matter how you feel about those things, a lot of times they don't directly affect your life. Well, shutting down the restaurants and the bars and the fitness centers and putting curfews on people, that affects everybody. So, now that we're actually in a real, real mess here, where laws and mandates and things of that nature are affecting people, you're finding out how government operates, and it's not getting along with each other. And it's very strange because we always talk about Republican and Democrat. Well, the governor is a Republican, and the legislature is Republican in Ohio, and they still can't get along. So take that for what you will. That's where we are as we head into the holiday season. Now, just from the numbers that the holiday is approaching and the state is red and we have a lot of coronavirus cases, will people get together next week? How will they do that? I don't know. I guess we'll all find out next Thursday. Now, next Wednesday is usually the busiest travel day of the year. Will it be? I don't know. I looked this morning and I could not find one article on Wednesday being the biggest travel day of the year, next Wednesday. And those articles are usually always out 4 or 5 days before the holiday. Not this year. And if they are, they're certainly not out in a wide variety of periodicals, television shows, and radio shows. So there's that. Also, a week from today would actually be what they have called Black Friday, where retail businesses get out of the red ink into the black ink. And that's not really a thing this year. People aren't really celebrating that. A matter of fact, we will be under a curfew still next Friday. As I spoke about yesterday with Professor Michael Levin, the professor of marketing at Otterbein University. So what kind of holiday is it going to be? I guess we will all find out together because of the pandemic in general. So that's the state of the state and the state of the world right now. As I have it. Now, I hope you're doing fine. A lot of people have this illness. I know that. The hospital is still very full. The waiting time to get your results on a COVID test are still very long. And we're not going to see reductions in this apparently for quite some time because the curfew just happened last night. And if that indeed does change things up, we're not going to see the results in that for a while. Now, the good news is the way they're treating this illness seems to be getting better. Last time I talked to Tracy Kinsler over at the health department, I'll talk to her again on Tuesday, right before the holiday. This is where we are. If you have any thoughts, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss it. Now, I'm not going to talk coronavirus and probably any more than that because I think it's becoming overwhelming. I think you get to a point where now everybody's looking at the numbers, everybody's paying attention to the curfew, trying to figure out what is and what is not okay. People are being sent home at 10 o'clock who normally this time of year would not be sent home at 10 o'clock. It's a whole different thing right now. So we're going to leave that there. But if you want to talk about it, let me know. What do you think? We've had no discussion of this. What do you think of the legislature trying to limit the governor's power and the governor saying, well, you know, you can pass all these laws you want. I'm going to veto them regardless, and you're not going to limit my power. What do you think's behind that? And is that how government should work? Because we've had this thing for a long time. On the national level, and now it's coming down here to the state level, about who should this all be up to one person? And should one person be able to knock out a large group of people? And what is that large group of people's motive for wanting to limit the governor's power? That's a funny situation. We're all watching. I believe the law still has to pass the Senate, but it doesn't. It's kind of a moot point because the governor has looked at it and said, I don't care if it passes the Senate or not. I will veto it, and it will not be a law, even if you pass it. So there you go. That's the way it goes. If you have any thoughts on that, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I think he called it misguided as well. Said it was misguided for them to try to enact this law in regard to him. Maybe it is misguided. I don't know what the public thinks. You know, I don't know if the public pays that much attention to that whole thing or what they think. Do they think that the governor's right? Do they think that the legislature is right here in Ohio? I don't know. I don't know who they think is right. I think the business people are tending to side with the legislature because they don't want to be shut down by the governor. And I think that people who don't own a business are probably tending to side with the governor because they're highly concerned with the illness. So it's a split bag again. So again, the telephone lines are open if you want to talk about that or anything else. 740-383-9944. Now, I do have a family feud, which we're going to do later on because it is Friday, probably starting at 10 o'clock this morning. We may start a little early, so you've got to stay tuned, but probably most likely at 10 o'clock. And it's all Thanksgiving family feud. So get ready for the all Thanksgiving family feud coming up at 10 o'clock this morning and probably on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. I hope we have enough categories. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Thanksgiving categories. We'll see how good you are to see if we can knock these 5 Thanksgiving family feud categories out in 2 or 3 hours this morning. Now, something also I have done, because I think when it comes to Thanksgiving, a lot of us just don't know Thanksgiving history. It's kind of been lost over the years. So I do have 3 pages of just straight Thanksgiving trivia. So we might do that this morning here on the early show, the morning show, to see if you know your Thanksgiving history, your Thanksgiving trivia. I think a lot of these questions are kind of fun. There are some things I didn't know about. So we might get to those as the morning progresses here this morning. Now, there are 2 things I do want to alert you of. Now, one, we had a question about on Wednesday, and I did not get to mention it yesterday because we had guests all morning, but I do want to mention it now, that the free Thanksgiving Day meal at Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road, across from Menards, will be happening on Thanksgiving Day, November 26th. It is open to the public. Now, the carryout, it's all carryout this year, and it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., so 2 hours. We did not know the times on this the other day. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. carryout on November 26th. If you don't have transportation, home delivery is available from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. home delivery. It must be pre-recorded by Tuesday, November 24th at noon. So you still have time. Now, I guess when they say pre-recorded, they mean left on the answering machine. I think that's or put in the book. I'm not sure how they're doing this delivery. But the telephone number over at Dayspring is 740-389-3684. That's 740-389-3684. Now, if you want home delivery of a Thanksgiving meal, you can do that. But you've got to call by Tuesday, November 24th. So you've still got 5 days to do this, but don't wait till the last minute. Tuesday, November 24th, and by noon that day. You have to have it done by noon. Again, the telephone number, 740-389-3684. And they will be delivering those meals on Thanksgiving Day, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. But if you go to the church, they'll be giving carryout meals at the church 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And, of course, this is a big change from past years when they've just had the big meal. And also, don't forget, if you normally go to Emmanuel Lutheran, it's not going to be happening this year. That went on for years and years and years, and I'm sure it will go on for many more years, but because of COVID-19, they have canceled that this year, and that's what their sign says out front. So all the people who normally go there are probably going to want to go here. So Dayspring Church, 740-389-3684, but if you're going to go in person on Thanksgiving Day, it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. That's very important. Now, if somebody calls and orders a meal today while I'm on the air up until 1 o'clock, let me know how this is going. And also ask them, are they having any shortages? Because I would imagine a lot of people are probably into this year, not only because of Emmanuel Lutheran not doing their day, dinner, but because of COVID, just people not getting together in general. You know, a lot of grandparents go to their kids' house, and that's where they have Thanksgiving dinner. They don't cook their Thanksgiving dinner anymore. Well, a lot of them are not going to their kids' house this year, maybe don't want to cook, so this would be an option for them to take advantage of the great thing that Dayspring Church is doing here in town. And again, that number, very important, 740-389-3684 if you want delivery, but you got to get that in by November 24th at noon. All right. Also want to let you know, the free food bank at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion, is going on tomorrow, Saturday morning, November 21st at 9 a.m. The parking lot opens up at 8 a.m., so apparently they expect a big crowd tomorrow, and I can imagine that's probably right with Thanksgiving right around the corner. The free, remember that word, free food bank, Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion, food giveaway tomorrow morning. Saturday, November 21st, 9 a.m. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. So that's on the news front this morning. Now, here's my little story about this morning. So every morning, I go through and I get a beverage, just like I did this morning. So I went through this morning and I'm getting my beverage and I pull in and I know there's trouble because both lanes are open and they're like backed up to the entrance of the place. So I know I'm going to be waiting there for a minute. So I'm waiting in line to get to the head of the line. And it's very strange because when both lines are open, there's a place before you hit the V where you have to decide which lane you're going to go into, that you basically just stay in one line. Well, let me tell you, people do not want to wait for you to choose which line you're going to go in. They will try to go around you. They will get close to parked cars trying to go around you. They will do just about anything to get around you in this line. So this morning, I'm the last person in the line, as you normally are when you pull in last. And I'm pulling in, and I'm waiting there, you know, just waiting to hit the V up there to decide which lane I'm going to go in. And two cars passed me. And I will tell you, there was probably a piece of paper distance between the car that passed me and a parked car in the parking lot. And then another car did the same thing. Which, that's fine. I don't get angry about that thing. Some people roll down the window and start screaming at people or giving them some hand gestures that aren't really Thanksgiving or appropriate. I don't do that. But it's always fascinating to me how in a hurry people are. Now, I'm in a hurry sometimes. A matter of fact, this whole story this morning is about me being in a hurry and that I had to wait in that line this morning for about 20 minutes. But I've never about hit a parked car because I'm in a hurry. But, you know, they will squeeze. And you know, not out of rage. So don't think what I'm about to say is about out of rage, because I would never give somebody a hand gesture, and I would never roll down the window and shout at them, because it does no good, and I just really don't get all that angry about it. But what I thought, what if I would have just turned the car just a few feet to the left? You know, I would have either blocked them or we would have collided. And I would think that these people who are doing this might be more cognizant, because they certainly couldn't have went any more to the left. They would have hit the parked car. And I wonder how often this happens, that people are just in such a hurry that they've got to get through there that they end up hitting a parked car. Because this probably happens every morning. No patience. No patience. I think cell phones have done this to us. Now, sometimes you are in a hurry. You've got a meeting to get to. You've got work to get to. You've got things to go to. And I understand that. But sometimes you don't. Sometimes you just have no patience. Why do we have no patience in society? Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. Where have our patience gone? I notice people don't like to wait in line at the grocery store. People don't like to bag their own groceries at the grocery store. People get very angry about these little things. And, you know, nobody... I've never been in any grocery store or any department store where they have said you're entitled to having your groceries bagged. I think it's done as a service to try to help you. I don't think it's an entitlement. So why people get so bent out of shape about that, I have no idea. You know, I've had people say things like, I'm never coming in here again because there's nobody to bag my groceries. Well, there are many grocery stores in this town where nobody bags your groceries. I don't think Aldi bags your groceries. I don't think that Save-A-Lot bags your groceries. I don't think that the King Saver bags your groceries over in Fair Park. I don't think a lot of these places have baggers that bag your groceries. A matter of fact, I don't think Meijer has baggers anymore. I think they have a person on one of those circular carts, circular bag dispensers, where they try. And when you go through the self-checkout, which has become popular in the last few years, you don't have anybody bagging your groceries. And people will go through those self-checkouts with like 70 items. So I'm not really sure why people get so angry about that. But again, I think it's no patience. People have no patience, just like in the drive-thru line. There used to be a time where you used to have to wait in line. You know, if the lines were full, you had to wait. And I always wonder, when people are getting angry, when they're like three or four people back in the line, I always think, do they think that people are trying to be slow? Do they think that, like, the cashiers or the customers are trying to be slow? It's just a process. It just takes time to get through the line. This is why we have a lot of strokes and heart attacks and high blood pressure and high cholesterol in this country. People have no patience. And people have less patience at the holiday because it's busier. Thanksgiving, Christmas. People will tell you that they're happier and more merry at the holiday. Go to the store. They will knock somebody out to get the gift they want. They will pick stuff up and put stuff in their cart they're just thinking about buying, and they don't end up buying it, and they're just trying to make sure nobody else buys it. It's unbelievable. And when they find out a store is out of stock of something, holy mackerel, it's like the thunderclap of lightning during the holiday season. So why do you think we were a more patient society 30 or 40 years ago? Or maybe even 10 years ago. What do you think has caused this instant gratification? That we have got to be in and out and of restaurants and stores at all times. Why has anybody else seen this? Does anybody else notice what I'm talking about here? I'd love to get your opinion on this. I think it's a very interesting phenomenon that has developed as time has went on. Now, there have always been impatient people. I'm not saying that there weren't impatient people in 1940. But, boy, I think it's gotten worse in the last 20 years. Everybody's a little stressed out. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think about impatience and the holiday season? Is that the right word that I'm using, impatience? I know you're impatient if you are not wanting to wait on people, but I don't know if that's called impatience. Not patient? If you're not patient enough. What do you think about people who don't have enough patience? That's what we'll call it. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing there this morning?
I am patient and calm and waiting politely.
You ain't trying to get ahead of somebody there this morning,
no,
are you?
No, I'm not going to ram a parked car. I'm okay this morning.
There are people, Scott, there are people out there, it's got to be first.
Oh, you have no idea.
They just got to be first.
Do you think that's what it is?
I mean, if you don't believe, if you don't, especially in out in a vehicle, traveling in a vehicle, and You know, Scotty, this doesn't make sense. That you just gotta get in front of this other car. I mean, what's one car left gonna make? How much difference that gonna make?
Do you think they just want their sausage McMuffin before everybody else, or do they just not like waiting there?
Yeah. I mean, the people just get plumb downright angry if somebody gets in front of them. Like, they own the dadgum highway, and this other person don't have no right. There you go. You got to stop and think. Everybody's got a right, as much right as the next person. But now it's amazing to get out and stir around and see what this person thinks he's got more rights than you. We all got the same rights. Plain and simple as that. But you're right. Grocery stores or wherever it's at, you will run into these type of people.
Well, and you know the thing is, like this morning, I I've been with people, this like makes them instant angry. They will roll down the window, they will start yelling words that you can't say on the radio at people, they will gesture at them. Now, I'm just not, it doesn't make me that angry, but I just noticed how close these two people who did this morning came to this parked car, which was parked, you know, poor guy inside probably getting his donut and coffee. He could have came out and had a dent in his car the size of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And they just don't care. They are going to wiggle in there because they apparently either want to be first, like you said, or they've got somewhere to be that they have left late for. Now, maybe we don't leave ourselves enough time.
You know, you're out. You're out in you know, in traffic. You know, whatever. And if the traffic is heavy, which people, that's when they get the worst. You know what I'm saying? But they don't stop to realize if they cause a fender bender, they're really going to be late then. Because you hold it up. Well, you know, there you go. Back to, well, I can't make it. How about all these other people? You're causing them to be late too. So they don't realize what kind of a chaos it's going to cause if they do have an accident. Which some of them don't care whether they do, whether they have an accident. They just don't play. They just plain don't care.
You know, and you look.
They don't think about the other person.
No, and you look into their car, because obviously their car is all windows, and if you look at their face when they're passing you, they always make sure never to look at you, because they don't want to make eye contact, because I think they know that they're doing something wrong.
Like some of these places, Scott, if you go East Center Street, it runs out into one way, just too late out there, but out to down near the park, that's where the two lanes starts. But it's amazing how many people, if there are three or four cars at the red light, it's amazing how many people run up there to that red light and try to get, well, if you ain't got a better vehicle than they got, they will get ahead of you. You know what I'm saying? And no good and well that their lane runs out. So that's just plain selfish.
You know the other one I have noticed, and I really notice it since we moved to this building, because I park across the street, and I have to walk across the street every morning to get into the building over here, and as I'm crossing the street, I will always make sure that there's no cars coming, and then I will start to cross the street. Now, if a car happens to turn onto the street, or the light changes or something, they speed up.
Oh, you can't be in at fault, you know, when you run out. They'll just do their best to hit you. Now, I've got a double lane drive driveway, and I got approval. I got to back out pretty well every time I go out, or I could back in, but no, I could back out. And if they see me coming down the driveway, you know, it ain't very far to the street, they will not blow their horn. If I see somebody easing out in front of me, or think they're going to ease out in front, I usually blow my horn to let them know that I'm coming. But they hardly ever blow the horn at me when I start to back out, or, you know. As a matter of fact, like you say, they'll just try to speed up to maybe hit me.
Well, you know, I always wonder if they actually did hit somebody in a parked car or a car, you know, that's moving very slow, or they actually did hit a pedestrian, especially in the case of the pedestrian, number one, they could kill the person, which means they would be charged with manslaughter, which I think they don't want. And number two, you can't hit a pedestrian. The pedestrian always has the right of way. So what in the world, why would you speed up?
Well, you know, I mean, like you say, you walk across the street, they'll speed up, or you drive across the street, you know what I'm talking about. But that, you know, Scott, that is plumb wrong. I mean, you know, why not just slow down a little bit if somebody's crossed the road or somebody's going to start backing out? You can tell if they're going to back out. They got their backup lights on. The backup lights comes on daytime or night. Why can't you just see? I pass, I back out, and I go past this Time Warner Cable Company over here, and they all back out. Of course, you're getting close to the corner. Well, I go down through there, and if somebody's backing out, I can see if somebody's backing out because they got their backup lights on. You know what I'm saying? I can see them. Well, I blow my horn because they can't see me if I'm back any distance at all. If another vehicle, especially a van or something there, they can't see until they're practically out in the street. You know what I'm saying? But where I'm backing out, they ain't nothing. It's just plain wide open, and they won't blow their horn at all. And I have just about backed out in front of people, and well, you know, if you really don't pay attention, they're coming very fast. I ain't too far from the corner. If they're coming very fast, time you get through looking, they're on you. But they will not blow the horn. They will not blow the horn.
You know what I started thinking this morning? Because McDonald's, which is where I was this morning, you know, that's not a street. That's private property. So, I was thinking, when you have an accident on private property, there's really nothing the police can do. Now, they can come out, and they can make you exchange insurance information, and they can try to do a report, but they can't cite you for anything.
No.
Because you're on private property. So, I got to thinking this morning, if I rammed this guy, we would have to exchange insurance information, but I would tell the officer who's taking the report for the insurance company, I would tell him that they pulled out in front of me and they about hit that other parked car. So I think I would probably win that case, and the cop would have nothing to do with it because it's private property.
Yeah. See, Scott, you know, you can't hardly hit a person in the back end. You know what I'm saying? You can't hardly ram a person.
I was thinking about T-boning them.
Of people, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the majority of people will look at your vehicle. You know, if you've got a nice vehicle, well, you know, you know, you're bound to have good insurance or whatever, or you wouldn't be driving that nice vehicle. And some of these old clunkers, well, just, you know, if they can get you at fault at all, they will, because they know they're going to get money out of you, because, you know, you're bound to have insurance, you know what I'm saying? So they'll just go to extreme to get you to, you know, bang their little junker up, so.
You know,
well, okay. And I tell you, another place is bad, too, Scott. It's a bypass up on way up on 309 up where you come out past to a Harding School. If you're coming this way, it's a free lane all the way around through there, if you know what I'm saying. But the center lane is a turning lane. And if you're going east or west, whichever way you're going, or north and south, I guess it would be, if you go over the, if you get over the center lane, the yellow lines are on your side, so you can't, you're not supposed to pass anybody when it's like that. You know what I'm saying. But you come out on 309, going north, that yellow line is on your side. You shouldn't pass it. You shouldn't get over there in order to pass somebody because it's illegal. When the yellow line's on your side, you can't pass. You know, you just can't go over it because it's illegal. But people will turn in the, get over it to turn, you know, south or west, and pass over that yellow line and come down through there. Well, the exit where you're supposed to get in to turn ain't on down that way quite a ways. And they'll whip over on a, be on, cross that yellow line and think, well, they've got the right of way. Well, they don't have the right of way. If you want to get over what it's, you go on down to where the yellow line is and you get over to turn. They think that they got the right of way because they were over there first. Well, they don't have, they passed the yellow line way back. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I do, and I'll tell you, that whole mess in front of Harding High School over on 309. If you go there between 2:30 and 3:30 on a school day, you might as well pack a lunch because you'll be in that line for I don't know how long.
Well, but anyway, I come down that way. I go back and forth that way quite a bit, and one guy did be that way. When I came down there to where the yellow line ended that I could get over to turn, he was back here behind me. Well, you know, I could see when he wasn't, I wasn't close enough for him to hit me, but he didn't like it because I was going to turn all along. But he was there, he got back up, he got over that yellow line way back. Well, when I came down to where it was gone and I could get over, he didn't like that at all. And, he gave me the finger when he turned out down our hideous. Oh, yeah, that old junk car. Well, when I got out to turn, west on 309, hideous. He was behind me there. He just showed himself and got around and went on down. And he didn't go just down the next street to turn. I said, I don't believe this. And he looked back and he gave me the finger and went right on. I said, well, I'll just leave this guy alone. Cause.
Boy, that's that community spirit we talk about right there. Holy mackerel.
People, if you're the wrong, what bad about the guy? If you stop and think about it, He ought to know that he was in the wrong, but he thought I was in the wrong because I wanted to turn too. But I was ahead of him, and I turned legal, but he didn't. So,
Do you find this also happening in the grocery and department stores?
Yeah. You find some people like that everywhere.
I don't think these people...
It's best to just laugh about it. Them kind of cases you could get right into it with whoever. People just, their temper just ain't got any. Calm temper, let's put it that way. And going out that way, their lane runs out. It's amazing how many people I could have got an accident with them, but. I got a nice vehicle. I don't want it tore up just because somebody else is at fault. I just don't want it tore up because, I don't want to tire nobody's up, and I don't want anybody to tire mine up. But sometimes sometimes it can get right underneath your skin, Scott.
Oh, well, and the thing of it is, when it happens in the department store or the grocery store, what these people don't understand, because they're so hot-headed, if...
I'm an old person. I can't hardly, hardly defend myself, really. But I got into it when I left to fish, Scott. I really left to get out on the riverbank or wherever it's at. I use a fishing in the lake. There's plenty of places to fish. You know what I'm saying? And I usually fish by myself. I get a distance away from somebody, and I don't bother nobody. I sit there and blah, blah, blah. But this one particular guy, out toward it, bang back in. And he kept on that. And he got closer and closer and closer to me. So he caught my line, I think. He caught my line twice. Well, every time he catches me, see, he's jigging, so when he catches me, bring me in, chances are I've lost my minnies and all tangled up and everything else, but he did that twice. So I said, well, I'm getting hotter more all the time. He was a big old young guy, he went all that old. I had grandkids older than he was. So I just calmly done my stuff up. Because I seen that it wasn't going to work out just exactly, Well, I got my stuff done up and laid it down on the bank, and I got a big old dip net. It's got about an 8-foot broom stick stuck at the end of my net, so I can reach way out. And it's got a bolt in it. I bolted to that. Well, I gently took my net, pole out of my net. Done it up, and I had this big pole, and he was standing over that guy where I just jigged away. I walked right over to the next to the bank. He was out at pretty well out in the water with on a rock. And I said, "Guy," I said, "I'm an old guy." I said, 20 years ago, you absolutely would get away with this. I had this big old stick with this bolt in it. I'm going to whip that guy all over with that stick before he got to me. That's how angry I got, but I didn't leave it. I told him, I looked right at him. He knew he was in the wrong. I said, "Guy, you're a young guy and I'm an old fogey. But I said, 20 years ago, you wouldn't get away with this." He turned around and walked off. He never opened his mouth, man. He never said a word. Because I was angry enough, if he'd even act like he was coming toward me, I'd have whopped him with that big stick, big old blue stick arm. But I said, "Oh, it ain't worth it. Just get out and leave," you know. But most people ain't like that. So
you
can get in a squabble, you can get angry, but some people you can't hardly help it sometimes.
No, and if you wanted to fit in with society after you told him that, you should have just gave him the finger.
Yeah, that's not right. I mean,
no.
I mean, so, Scott, I stay at home. I stay to my business. Leave me alone at home now. That won't go over when I'm at home. Don't you dare to come in my property and do this kind of things. Do this kind of stuff, because we will absolutely fall out then. So, hey, Scott, take care. Be calm.
Yes, I'm going to hold on to that. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
And there you go. Get yourself a broomstick with a bolt in it, and watch out for those fingers flying around. We're coming back in 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
Steak and...
Charlie, you know what you're going to get. 5 fingers.
Well, we can give you a delivery to take out to your friend, and we have the question, so you don't know it, right? You don't know. But I wish people would give them a really big hint,
okay,
so they'll call it.
Let's see. It's not Sandusky.
Yes, it is.
Holy
Uh-oh.
Okay, you win a prize.
Is there a 7-second delay around here?
Oh, no. You're kidding.
No, you're right. Yeah.
She won a prize.
Didn't you ever notice when you go to Cedar Point, you pass a company that says Crayola on it? Or crayon?
Oh,
American Crayon Company?
Four?
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. I didn't mean to say.
Anything can happen on WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming GH Radio 10.1 FM.